This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your one-minute musical radio show for May 2026. How did classical music play a part of Emily Bronte's life as an English author, poet, artist, teacher, and musician? And what musical instrument did she play? Emily Jane Bronte was born on July 30, 1818, to Maria Branwell Bronte, a wealthy merchant's daughter, and Patrick Bronte, a reverend in Thornton, Yorkshire, England. Emily was the fifth of their six children. Shortly after Emily's younger sister Anne was born, the Bronte family moved 12 miles to the village of Haworth. Elizabeth Branwell came to nurse her beloved younger sister, Maria Branwell Bronte, when she was ill, and also to take care of her six children. When Maria passed away, Emily was three and Anne was a year old. Aunt Elizabeth Branwell became a second mother to her sister's children. She loved them, disciplined them, read to them, and encouraged them, motivated them, inspired them, funded their education, and helped publish the books they wrote. Emily and her three older sisters in 1824, quote, were sent to the newly opened clergy daughter school at Cowan Bridge, end quote. Emily was 6 years of age and was their youngest student, end quote. The school registrar said, quote, reads very prettily and works a little, quote, and the superintendent described her as quite the pet nursling of the school, end quote. Maria and Elizabeth both fell ill in 1825, quote, following an outbreak of typhoid fever. They were sent home, where they died of tuberculosis within 3 months of one another. Their father then brought Charlotte and Emily back to Haworth, where they were educated at home and cared for by their aunt, Elizabeth Branwell, who had given up her plan to return to her home in Penzance, end quote. Encouraged by their father and aunt, the Bronte children developed, quote, their literary talent and took an interest in politics and current affairs. Emily and her siblings read a wide range of published materials, including books, periodicals, and magazines, end quote. Branwell was taught the organ and piano by organist Sunderland and Keeley organist. Quote, Emily and Anne were soon added to the lessons. Extra lessons were provided by a local teacher, William Sunderscale, end quote. Emily at 17, quote, joined the Roe Heads Girls' School, where Charlotte was a teacher. This was the first time Emily had attended school since her few months at Cowan, end quote. When Emily was 20 in September 1838, she became a teacher at Law Hill School in the Yorkshire town of Halifax. Quote, her health suffered under the stress of the 17-hour workday. She continued writing and producing several poems during this time. She taught herself German from books and played the piano, becoming an accomplished pianist, as well as continued to expand her Gondel stories, end quote. At 24 years of age in 1842, quote, Emily accompanied Charlotte to study at the Heger Pensionnat, a girls' boarding school in Brussels, where Charlotte hoped to spend 6 months improving her French, Italian, and German. Their tuition and travel expenses had been paid by their aunt Branwell, end quote. On October 25, 1842, their aunt Elizabeth Branwell died. The sisters returned to Haworth. Quote, a letter from Constantine Heger to Patrick Bronte appealed for the girls to remain, revealing that Emily was about to receive music lessons from a celebrated teacher and was finally overcoming her social awkwardness. In spite of this, the girls remained in Haworth to take over the running of the household while Charlotte returned to Brussels without her, end quote. Emily became a virtuoso pianist. The remainder of her life was spent, quote, at Haworth House, where she became skilled in many disciplines and found serious acclaim as a brilliant pianist. She was known to play Beethoven sonatas with precision, and the romantic themes of the German composer's music inspired Bronte to explore similar ideas in her Gothic romance, end quote. Emily began in February 1844 going through all the poems she had written, recopying them into two notebooks. One was labeled Gondel Poems. The other was unlabeled. In the autumn of 1845, Charlotte discovered the notebooks and insisted that the poems be published. Emily, furious at the invasion of her privacy, at first refused, but according to Charlotte, relented when Anne brought out her own manuscript and revealed that she too had been writing poems in secret. About this time, Emily wrote one of her most famous poems, No Coward Soul Is Mine. The sisters published their poems in 1846 by Alcott and Jones, a London publisher. Quote, "The poems appeared together in one volume entitled Poems by Currier, Ellis, and Acton Bell. Charlotte was Currier Bell, Emily was Ellis Bell, and Anne was Acton Bell," end quote. A reviewer and the Athenian praised Ellis Bell's work for its music and power, singling out those poems as the best in the book. Quote, "Ellis possesses a fine, quaint spirit, an evident power of wing that may reach heights not here attempted," end quote. And the critic reviewer recognized, quote, "the presence of more genius than it was supposed this utilitarian age had devoted to the loftier exercises of the intellect," end quote. Emily Bronte published her book Wuthering Heights in 1847 under her pen name Ellis Bell. Emily Bronte died on December 19, 1848 at the age of 30 in Haworth, England, a year after publishing Wuthering Heights. She was an author, poet, artist, teacher, and musician.